Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We're not going to just lean back and accept the European stonewalling of biotech food. We filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization, and President Bush said Europe should join, not hinder, the great cause of ending hunger in Africa. Stay tuned. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Sitting beside the chairman of the House Ag Committee is a good place to get the latest information on what the U.S. Congress may have in mind for American agriculture. Chairman Bob Goodlatte was very direct in speaking to our small luncheon group this week, and here's what he had to say. Number one, acknowledging that the Farm Bill is not perfect, he still said a high priority for him and the Ag Committee is to protect the bill from those that would want to make major changes in it. Number two, he said that although we have federal crop insurance, which is supposed to provide insurance against crop failure, the Congress seems to always pass disaster aid in addition. Why do we do this? Well, my answer is because we always have. Number three, he was very pleased that the House passed the President's Healthy Forests Initiative, which would make it easier to clean the dead wood out of the forests and minimize the terrible forest fires that we had last summer. Now, if the Senate will just pass the same bill. Number four, he told us more work must be done in purging the food stamp rolls of ineligible names. You know, just because dead people vote in Chicago doesn't mean they need food stamps. And number five, a huge concern and priority for the United States is trade. There's a lot of concern about a free trade agreement with Australia. Is there any way agriculture can benefit from such a deal? We'll see. Minnesota Congressman Gil Gutnick made the point that sometimes trade success or failure can depend on how you approach a market. Example, the ABC Shoe Company sends a guy to Africa to sell shoes, and he calls back and says, "Get me out of here, they don't wear shoes." Well, next year, the shoe company sends another representative, and he calls back. He says, "Send some shoe samples, they all need shoes." It depends on how you look at things. Finally, the chairman said that the country of origin labeling law is a bureaucratic nightmare and should be made voluntary. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.